SpaceX firing all 33 Raptor engines on the Super Heavy booster for a full-duration static fire test at Starbase, Texas, is the kind of milestone that gets glossed over until it matters enormously. They're targeting July 14th, 3 days from now, for Flight 13 of Starship. Each Starship test flight has been progressively more successful, and the cadence has accelerated significantly. The reason this matters beyond the spectacle is that Starship's payload capacity, designed to carry 100 to 150 metric tons to low Earth orbit, is the foundation for almost every ambitious future space mission, including NASA's Artemis lunar landing architecture.
The SpaceX financial picture is more complicated than the rocket success narrative, though. Elon Musk claimed this week that SpaceX could eventually be worth more than Earth, which is a comment that only makes sense as aspirational hyperbole rather than financial projection. What's real is that SpaceX shares have recently hit an all-time low, weighed down by billions in AI spending through its Starlink compute and XAI operations, and accelerating quarterly losses. Analysts are saying terrestrial compute contracts, essentially using Starlink's satellite-adjacent infrastructure for AI processing, are expected to generate over $28 billion this year. That's dramatically larger than launch and Starlink subscription revenue combined. SpaceX is, in a meaningful sense, becoming an AI compute company that also launches rockets.
China recovering a rocket booster at sea using a net system this week deserves more attention than it's gotten. SpaceX catches its boosters with mechanical arms, the Chopstick system at Starbase. China has now demonstrated a different recovery approach using ocean-based net infrastructure. Whether it's as mass efficient as SpaceX's approach remains to be proven, but the fact that China has independently developed booster reuse technology demonstrates that the technical barriers to rocket reusability are falling. The competitive implications for launch services pricing are significant.
Tesla dismantling its entire Model S and Model X production line in 46 days to make room for Optimus humanoid robot production is one of those decisions that looks either visionary or reckless, depending on your time horizon. The time-lapse video they released is striking, an entire automotive production line representing vehicles that generated real revenue cleared away in less than 7 weeks. Production is targeting late July. The analyst comparison of Tesla's self-driving technology trajectory to the iPhone's early adoption curve is the bullish frame. The iPhone seemed like an expensive toy until it wasn't, and Tesla's autonomy stack might follow a similar S-curve adoption pattern.
Google's Magic Pointer app release ahead of the Google Book launch is a product story worth watching. The Magic Pointer appears to be a precision pointing and annotation tool, the kind of functionality that suggests the Google Book, whatever it turns out to be, has a significant productivity or educational application layer. Google has been telegraphing hardware ambitions for some time, and releasing companion software in advance of hardware is standard strategic sequencing.
The Gemini app feedback story is both a product story and a transparency story. Google VP Josh Woodward publicly solicited user complaints about Gemini on X, then published a ranked list of the top 10 gripes and committed to fixing most of them. The complaints apparently center on things like poor memory across conversations, inconsistent code quality, and search integration problems. The public acknowledgement is unusual. Most product teams handle this through internal roadmaps rather than public promises. It creates accountability, which is both admirable and risky if the fixes take longer than users' patience.
New York City's adoption of a click-to-cancel subscription rule is worth mentioning here because it represents municipal consumer protection filling a federal vacuum. The FTC's version of this rule was struck down in court. New York essentially passed its own version, requiring that canceling a subscription be as easy as signing up for one. The practical effect for tech companies with significant New York user bases is that they now face this requirement in the largest city in the country, even without a federal mandate.